Okay, magandang umaga sa bawat isa. Pinag-aaralan natin po every Sunday ang Books of Hebrews, the Epistle of Paul to the Jewish Believers. Nakita natin po in the early chapters ng Book of Hebrews how the Lord Jesus Christ is better than the angel, better than the prophets, better than Moses. Nakita din natin po in gitnang bahagi ng Book of Hebrews yung pagiging priesthood po ng ating Panginoong Kristo, how he is better than Aaron, that the Levitical priesthood, and what priesthood ang meron ng ating Panginoong Kristo. Katulad ng order, katulad ng pagiging priest ni Melchizedek. Nakita din natin po sa Book of Hebrews yung better sacrifice ni Jesus Christ compared sa Levitical sacrifices. Nakita din natin po yung pagkakaiba ng New Covenant at ng Old Covenant, na tayong mga Kristiyano in our dispensation can be part ng New Covenant because of the Lord Jesus Christ. And nasa bahagi po tayo in the final chapters of the Book of Hebrews, specifically chapter 12 and 13, where Paul delivers the concluding exhortation to the Jewish believers, which includes, una, just chapter 12, yung exhortation to endure suffering, yung exhortation, warning against apostasy, yung exhortation in chapter 13, exhortation about brotherly love, marriage, and contentment to the church members in their relation to the church leaders, and how exhortation to be not carried about with diverse and strange doctrines. And last week, nakita din natin yung exhortation to offer sacrifice of praise. So right now, we don't offer animal sacrifices, but we have an altar right now where we can offer sacrifice of praise. At tayo po, pag-aaralan natin today yung verse 18 hanggang 25 ng chapter 13, which is the last part of the Book of Hebrews. At dito natin makikita po yung prayer request ni Paul, at yung prayer ni Paul para sa mga Jewish believers, at yung kanyang salutation. Yung salutation niya. Babasahin ko po yung verse 18. Sundan niyo po ako sa inyong mga Bible, and then we're going to pray. Hebrews 13:18, pray for us, for we trust we have a good conscience, in all things willing to live honestly. Shall we pray? Ama naming Diyos, na makapangyarihan sa lahat, salamat Panginoon dahil binigyan niyo muli kami ng pagkakataon na makapag-aral po ng inyong pong salita. We pray this morning na tulungin niyo kami na maunawaan ang inyong pong salita at makita namin ang kahulugan po nito, at magkaroon kami ng tamang application po sa aming mga buhay. We pray na bigyan niyo kami ng pamumuna sa pamamagitan ng Banal na Espiritu. At sa aming kaligitnaan, kung meron pong hindi po ligtas, I pray na kayo po ang magpaunawa ng Ebanghelyo ng Panginoong Kristo sa amin. Sa ngalan po ng aming Panginoong Kristo, Amen. Now, ito pong Hebrews 13 verses 18 to 25, naglalaman po ito ng tatlong bahagi. Three parts. First is the prayer request of Paul, meaning Jewish believers, pray for us. That's verse 18 and 19. The second part is Paul's prayer for the Jewish believers, which is 20 and 21. And then 22 to 25 is Paul's salutation, the closing words of Apostle Paul. Now, tingnan natin po yung verse 18 and 19, the prayer request of Apostle Paul. Mapapansin nyo in verse 18, Paul said, pray for us, meaning Jewish believers, pray for us. Sino yung us na to? Sino yung tinutukoy ng pronoun na us? It could be yung verse 17, yung mga rulers na binanggit sa 17. It could be Timothy in verse 23. Mapapansin nyo in verse 23, know ye that our brother Timothy is set to liberty. At pwede din po ito yung mga companion po ni Paul na kasama niyang mga Kristiyano sa Rome. Sabi ni Paul, Jewish believers, ipanalangin mo kami. At ang meron pong dalawang underlying reasons why Paul requested a prayer from the Jewish believers. Mapapansin nyo in verse 18, first underlying reason is, for we trust we have a good conscience in all things, willing to live honestly. First reason na ginawa ni Paul in his prayer request, he is seeking the sympathy of the Jewish believer for them to pray for Paul and his companion, for the reason na binanggit niya na humingi kami ng panalangin dahil natitiwala kami that we have a good conscience. We, Paul and his companion, are convinced of their upright living, seeking the believer's support through prayer. Parang ang binabanggit dito ni Paul, mga Kristiyano, pwede ba na ipanalangin mo kami dahil nagtitiwala kami na kami ay namumuhay ng wasto sa lahat ng bagay. Because kung titingnan natin, Paul is convincing the Jewish believers that they have a good conscience. And they are worthy of the prayer of the Jewish believers. Pinabanggit lamang dito ni Paul na kinukuha niya yung sympathy ng mga Hudyo upang ipanalangin sila by stating that they have a good conscience. Ang binabanggit dito ni Paul in verse 18, their commitment extends to living honestly and uprightly in every facet of life. In every part of our life, we are living honestly and uprightly. That's why you need to pray for us. Because we're living uprightly and honestly. Sabi doon, in all things, willing to live honestly. Now, the second underlying reason that Paul stated in his prayer request is in verse 19. Verse 19 says, But I beseech you that rather to do this, that I may be restored to you the sooner. Now, what it indicates po is, si Paul po is in, has a physical distance, meaning, hindi po niya kasama yung mga tao na sinulatan niya. Despite being physically distant, Paul expresses a desire for a prompt return to the believers or restoration to their previous closeness. Although he was once present among them, he now finds himself separated from their fellowship. We don't know if it is because of imprisonment. Probably it's imprisonment. Probably some sort of disease na naranasan ni Paul. Pero ang makikita natin in verse 19 na una, merong previous relationship and state ang Jewish believers at si Paul. That's why Paul said, I want to be restored to you, to be restored to you the sooner. Pangalawa, makikita natin in verse 19, there's something that hinder Paul to come to the Jewish believers. That's why Paul asked the prayer request of those believers, pray for us, that I may be restored to you the sooner. Na, mga Hudyo, ipanalangin mo kami, kasi gusto namin, including Timothy, makikita natin yan later on, kami, including Timothy, gusto namin bumalik sa inyo. Pero, kailangan namin ng panalangin nyo. So, makikita natin dito the importance of praying for one another. What we can see in this prayer request is the emphasis. How important ang prayer for one another, especially those, for those who minister to us. Makikita natin si Paul. Paul is Apostle Paul, one of the great Christian that lived in the New Testament. Pero Paul asked a prayer. Now, Jewish believer, ipanalangin mo kami. How important ang prayer. Pangalong makikita natin dito in this prayer request is how we need to acknowledge the significance of prayer partners. Now, makikita niyo po, you will notice in most of the letters of Apostle Paul, he is seeking for a prayer partner. And how important ang prayer partner. Na kung ikaw ay Kristiyano, katulad ng binanggit kanina ni Ate Lot, napakalaga na meron kang body. Not only body, but your prayer partner. And that's what we see here, na kahit si Paul, great missionary, great Christian, he still seek for a prayer partner. Na kung meron ka Kristiyano right now na pinapanalangin, kailangan mong manaliksik, maghanap ng prayer partner. Ang church po ay one of your prayer partner. Kung ikaw ay may asawa na, your spouse or your husband or your wife should be your prayer partner. Kung ikaw ay Kristiyano, ikaw ay kabataan, maghanap ka ng prayer partner. We see here yung pag-acknowledge na important ang prayer partner sa atin. And lastly, makikita natin sa prayer request dito ni Paul, yung pag-highlight ng transformative power of prayer is exemplified by Paul's hope for a swifter reunion with the believers. Makikita niyo po dito kung paano si Paul ay nagtitiwala sa panalangin. In verse 19, that I may be restored to you the sooner. Meaning, believers, pray for us because we want to be back on you. And we cannot go back and be restored to you unless you pray for us. So makikita niyo dito kung paano pinapakita ni Paul ang kapangyarihan ng panalangin. na there are great things that could happen na sa pamamagitan lamang ng panalangin. Nasabi ni Pablo, gusto namin bumalik sa inyo. We are in Italy right now. We are in Rome. Pero hindi kami makabalik. That's why, please pray for us. Pray for us, believers. Na makikita natin dito ang panalangin ay merong kapangyarihan. Na ang panalangin, we don't understand fully how prayer works in our lives, pero alam natin merong kapangyarihan po ang panalangin. Ang Kristiyano pong mapanalanginin ay puno po ng kapangyarihan. If you are a prayerful person, you are a powerful person, powerful Christian. But if you are weak in prayer, you are a weak Christian. At dito makikita natin how Paul highlighted that prayer has transformative power. Maaaring meron kang difficulty, Christian, in your life, why don't you pray for that? Why don't you ask a prayer, someone that could pray for that specific thing as well? Prayer partner. And that's what Paul highlighted in these two passages. Paul said to the Jewish believers, pray for us. Because we trust that we have a good conscience and that we may be restored to you the sooner. So that's Paul's prayer request. And we can see how prayer is important sa bawat isa po sa atin. Kung ikaw ay Kristiyano na hindi mapanalanginin, this is the time that you start praying. Because prayer has power. The second part ng ating pag-aaral today is the prayer to the believers. In verse 20 and 21, ito po'y naglalaman ng panalangin ni Paul to the Jewish believers. So, this is the good thing sa Christian, sa mga Kristiyano. Kung ikaw ay humingi ng panalangin, pwede mo ding ipanalangin si kapatid. So, vice versa. So, what Paul mentioned in verse 20 and 21 is Paul's prayer to the believers. Sabi dito ni Paul, "Now the God of peace that brought again from the dead our Lord Jesus, that great shepherd of the sheep, through the blood of the everlasting covenant, make you perfect in every good work to do His will, working in you that which is well-pleasing in His sight, through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen." Now, tingnan natin po dito. These two verses, Paul expresses prayer on behalf of the Jewish believers. In verse 20, makikita natin, God of peace. What it means is, God is the author and the promoter of peace. What we can see here also is we, who are sinners, are now in peace with the Holy God.
Right.
Alam nyo ba sa panalangin, kung hindi ka Kristiyano, ang sabi po ng Book of Romans, ikaw ay nasa, even the Book of John mentioned, ikaw ay nahihiwalay sa Diyos ng galit ng Diyos. Ang bawat tao po na ipanganak sa mundo pong ito, sila po ay hiwalay sa Diyos. Meron pong galit na naghihiwalay sa isang tao at sa banal na Diyos. Pero sa pamamagitan, kung ikaw ay isang tao na nagtiwala kay Jesus Christ for your salvation, tinalikuran mo ang mga kasalanan, tinalikuran ang maling relihiyon, nagsisi ka at lumapit ka sa Diyos at nagpasakop kay Jesus Christ, bilang Panginoon, tagapagligtas, that is salvation. Ang nangyayari po, yung pong galit ng Diyos na naghihiwalay sa iyo at sa Diyos ay tatanggalin at ibabalikan at ipapalit po ang kapayapaan.
Right.
Kaya po ang mga Kristiyano po right now, kaya napapakinggan at tinatanggap po ng Diyos ang ating mga panalangin because we are in peace with God. And God of peace, ang sabi dito ni Paul. Makikita natin dito, the God of peace that brought again from the dead our Lord Jesus Christ. What we see here is God brought our Lord Jesus again from the dead. Now, ano pong pinapakita nito in relation sa prayer? The resurrection of Jesus assures us that God has the power to answer our prayers. If God, who is God of peace, can resurrect a dead person, He has power to resurrect a dead person, our Lord Jesus Christ, how much more He can answer our prayer. Na kung in our human perspective, it's hard to resurrect a dead person, but God did that. At makikita din natin dito kung nakaya ng Diyos yung ganong klaseng pangyayari, kaya din ba niyang sagutin ang aking mga panalangin? Of course, yes. Paul highlighted that God of peace, who brought our Lord Jesus again from the dead, has a resurrection power. He has also power to answer our request to Him.
Amen.
Na kung meron kang difficulties na ipinapanalangin sa Panginoon, tandaan mo na ang ating Diyos po'y makapangyarihan sa lahat. Ang sabi nga ng Panginoon, meron bang mahirap sa Kanya? Of course, wala pong imposible. Also, what we see here is Jesus Christ is the great shepherd of the sheep. Mapapansin nyo in verse 20, that great shepherd of the sheep, title of the Lord Jesus Christ, that refers to the second person of the triune God, Lord Jesus Christ, He is the great shepherd of the sheep. What we see here is, in our prayer, He serves as the mediator for our prayers. Sa bawat panalangin po natin, ang ating Panginoong Jesucristo po acts as the mediator between the sinner person, tayo po yun, at ang banal na Diyos. Siya po ang namamagitan. Na ang ating panalangin po ay katanggap-tanggap sa Panginoon, sa Diyos, Ama, dahil kay Jesus Christ. And what we also see here is, alam natin po, here in earth, sa context po ng church, the ministers are the under-shepherd, but Christ hold the position of the great shepherd. That's the alam niyo po ba na may mga pastor po na hindi sila naniniwala sa context ng under-shepherd? Pero napakalinaw po na binanggit that our Lord Jesus Christ is the great shepherd of the sheep. Eh, sino yung mga pastor? Sino yung mga ruler na binanggit ng Bible? Sila po ang tumatayong under-shepherd. But still, the Lord Jesus Christ is the great shepherd. Also, we can see in verse 20 that prayer is through the blood of the everlasting covenant. Mapapansin nyo dun sa last part ng verse 20. Through the blood of the everlasting covenant. The sole reason or the only reason God accepts human prayers is the redemptive blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Ang tanging dahilan po kung bakit tinatanggap at pinapakinggan ng Panginoon ang ating pong panalangin ay sa pamamagitan lamang po ng dugo ng ating Panginoon sa Kristo. That's what Paul mentioned here. Through the blood of the everlasting covenant. Kaya nga po ikaw sa umagang ito, kaibigan, ay hindi ka paligtas. Hindi mo pa tinatalikuran ang iyong mga kasalanan. Hindi mo pa pinagtitiwalaan ang dugo ng Panginoon sa Kristo, ang ating Panginoon sa Kristo bilang iyong tagapagligtas. Ang panalangin mo ay hindi po tinatanggap ng Panginoon. Napapakinggan niya ang panalangin mo, pero to the act na nagagawin niya yung panalangin mo, hindi po tinatanggap ng Panginoon. Ang tanging panalangin po na tinatanggap ng Diyos sa isang taong makasalanan ay ang panalangin ng pagsisisi at pananampalataya. And in fact, pwede mong gawin yan today. Kung today, hindi mo pa nakita na ikaw ay nagsisi at nanampalataya kay Jesus Christ, pwede kang panalangin sa Panginoon. Panginoon, patawad sa aking mga kasalanan. Inaamin ko na ako'y nasa maling kasalanan, nasa maling relihiyon, maling paniniwala, gusto kong talikuran ito, Panginoon. At ako'y nananampalataya na ikaw ang si Jesus Christ, ang aking Panginoon at tagapagligtas. Pwede mong gawin yan. And after that, ang iyong mga panalangin through the redemptive blood of Jesus Christ can now be accepted by God. So, we see here that prayer is through the blood of the everlasting covenant. And here, in verse 21, the prayer request of Paul's prayer for the believer is to make you perfect in every good work to do His will. Yung Greek word po na make perfect, ito po ay nasa optative mood. Diba, meron tayong mga mood sa grammar, pero yung make perfect po dito is an optative mood. Meaning, it indicate na yung make perfect, it is a request. It is Paul's desire. So that's why we can see na itong verse 20 and 21 is a prayer request of Apostle Paul. Paul is praying for the Jewish believers that they may be perfect in every good work to do His will. Ang ibig sabihin po nito, what it means is Paul is praying for the believers to make them fully ready to put in full order or to make complete in every good work for us to do God's will in our lives.
Amen.
What a prayer request. Panginoon, I'm praying for those believers to make them perfect so that they can fulfill your will in every good works. What kind of prayer is that? Yung panalangin po na klase ng ganito, bihira na po natin ipinapanalangin to. That's the sad part. Panginoon, I'm praying na tulungan mo akong maging sakdal, maging perfect, maging complete, so that I can fulfill your will in every good works. What a prayer it is. Na Paul was praying na itong mga Jewish believers, given the condition that they are in the tendency to apostate, Paul was praying for them for their perfection in every good work so that they would do God's will in their life. Now, ang question dito, how God can make us perfect? Paano ba? Ito ba ay through our own abilities? Meaning, ang tanong dito, in what way, how can we do God's will in our life? And Paul stated the only way in his prayer in verse 21. Verse 21 says, make you perfect in every good work to do His will, working in you that which is well-pleasing in His sight through Jesus Christ. What Paul is saying here is how God can make His people perfect. It is by working in them what is pleasing in His sight. Tandaan niyo po, maraming paraan ng tao paano gawin ang kalooban ng Diyos. May mga iba na gumagawa ng kalooban ng Diyos sa kanilang sariling lakas, sa kanilang sariling kakayanan, sa kanilang sariling talino. They are fulfilling God's will in their life, not by the well-pleasing method of God, maybe by their own ability, by their own knowledge. Pero dito, Paul prayed for the Jewish believer is they do the will of God by the way that is well-pleasing to the Lord. And paano yun? It's only through Jesus Christ. Mapapansin nyo in verse 21, which is well-pleasing in His sight through Jesus Christ. Ang tinutukoy lamang dito ni Paul is the process is not dependent on our strength or abilities. In order for us to be perfect, to be fully ready to do God's will in our life, it's not our own ability. It's not our own strength. Kundi sa pamamagitan ni Jesus Christ lamang. Na sa pamamagitan ng ating Panginoong Kristo, we can do God's will in our life in every good work. At yan yung panalangin ni Paul. Paul was praying to the Jewish believer, Panginoon, I'm praying for these Jews that they would be perfect in the way that is well-pleasing to you through Jesus Christ. That they may do your will in every good work. So Paul highlighted here the process wherein God makes people perfect is only through the Lord Jesus Christ. And here we see na Jesus Christ, all glory belongs to Jesus Christ now and forever. Mapapansin niyo doon? Jesus Christ, to whom be glory forever and ever. Ever. Ang lahat po ng kaluwalhatian ay nararapat kay Jesus Christ. And Paul said, Amen. Meaning, so it is, so be it, may it be fulfilled. And that's Paul's prayer request. Yung two verses na to, this could be our pattern in our prayer. Kung paano Paul highlighted the characteristic of God, God of peace. God resurrected the Lord Jesus Christ. And how Paul made eternal prayer requests. And what we observe in our time right now, most of our prayer requests is just temporary. But we can copy Paul's requests. How he seek for prayer partner, how we pray for the perfection of the believers, we can copy that. We can imitate that. Paul said, follow me as I follow Christ. Na pinanalangin ni Pablo na yung mga Kristiyano, maging handa sila. Are we ready to do God's will in every good work? No, it is. No, it's not. In reality, we are not ready. We are not perfect yet. to do God's will in every good work. May mga pagkakataon, we don't study the Bible. We committed na magbabasa ng Bible every day, pero we don't do it most of the time. Inaasahan ng Panginoon na manalangin tayo, maging witness tayo, pero most of the time, hindi natin ginagawa. We are not perfect to do God's will in every good work. But prayer can make us perfect.
Amen. That's right.
If you started praying to the Lord, Panginoon, I'm having a hard time to be faithful in church programs, Sunday morning, Sunday evening, Wednesday. Could you make me perfect so that I can do your will?
Amen.
Sa tingin nyo, sasagutin kaya yun ng Panginoon? Yung klaseng panalangin na yan? Of course, sasagutin po yan ng Panginoon. Panginoon, I'm having a hard time to have a good testimony in our school. Can you make me perfect so that I can do your will in our school, in every good work? Na maging example nila ako ng good behavior, na maging witness ako sa aking mga klase. Sa tingin niyo, sasagutin kayo ng Diyos ang panalangin na ganyan?
Yeah.
So, we can have that kind of prayer.
Amen.
How Paul's prayer for the believers. And verse 22 and 25, this is the concluding or the salutation of Apostle Paul, or the closing words. In verse 22, Paul said, "And I beseech you, brethren, suffer the word of exhortation, for I have written a letter unto you in few words." What Paul is saying here is Paul is exhorting the believers to suffer or to listen or to sustain or to bear the word of exhortation. Ano yung tinutukoy niyang word of exhortation? The book of Hebrews. Refers sa entire epistle po ng Hebrews. Yung word na exhortation dito na sinasabi ni Paul, mga Hudyo, I am desiring na pakinggan nyo, aralin nyo, sustain nyo yung sinulat ko sa inyo. Because I have written to you in few words. Now, ang tanong, ang Book of Hebrews ba, maikli ba siya compared sa other epistle of Paul? No, it's not. Pero ang tinutukoy dito ni Paul na in few words, this doesn't imply that this epistle is short in comparison to others' epistle of Apostle Paul. But rather, it signifies that the epistle of Hebrews is concise when considering the significance and complexity of the subjects he addressed. Ang tinutukoy dito ni Paul na short na sinulat ni Pablo, kung pag-uusapan natin ang priesthood ni Jesus Christ, kung pag-uusapan natin yung better sacrifice ni Jesus Christ, kung pag-uusapan natin yung new covenant sa pamamagitan ni Jesus Christ, ang mga sinulat ko sa inyo may kli lamang.
Right.
That's why I am beseeching you, Jewish believers, suffer the word of exhortation. At in application, hindi po lahat ng napapakinggan natin sa church ay malawak in comparison sa subject na pinag-aaralan. Right now, we just barely touch yung truths na meron ng panalangin. Pero what Paul is saying here is, wag nawang i-ignore natin ang word of exhortation. Most of the time, marami na atin sa church na napapakinggan nila ang katotohanan, but they just ignore the word of exhortation. And Paul was hoping na hindi ito mangyari sa mga Hudyong ito. And I was hoping na bawat message na napapakinggan nyo in the church ay hindi mag-slip away.
Yep.
Kasi wala pong benefits.
Yep.
Wala pong nagiging resulta in our Christian life.
Yep.
Ang sabi po ni James, pag pinapakinggan natin ang salita ng katotohanan, pero hindi natin ina-apply sa ating buhay, we are just deceiving ourselves.
Right.
Stop deceiving ourselves.
Amen.
Paul was saying here na, suffer the word of exhortation. Because the subject that I mentioned to you in these 13 chapters is very short, very limited. Kukumpara sa lawak ng pagiging priesthood ni Jesus Christ, sa kanyang sacrifice, sa new covenant kung saan tayo kabilang. That's why Paul said, suffer the word of exhortation. And here in verse 33, Paul gives the account of Timothy's liberty, nakalaya si Timothy. So it states na si Timothy po ay nakakulong. and his hope of seeing them with him in a later time. Verse 23, know ye that our brother Timothy is set at liberty, nakalaya na, with whom if he come shortly, I will see you. Pinapakita po dito, what it indicates is, una, kasama po ni, na, it proves na si Paul ang writer po nito. Because Timothy po is a close companion po ni Apostle Pablo. What it also see here, yung desire ni Paul and Timothy na pumunta sa Judea to soon be restored to them. In verse number 24, salute all them that have the rule over you, meaning greet them that have the rule over you. Yung mga rulers ninyo, yung pastors ninyo, yung mga namumuno sa inyo, salute them. And all the saints, at yung mga kapatiran, salute nyo din, greet nyo. They of Italy salute you. What Paul is saying here, yung mga Kristiyano na kasama ko in Rome, in Italy, they are greeting you as well, mga Jewish believers. So it tells that Paul was in Rome when he wrote the epistle. So it is also a proof na nung sinulat ni Paul ang Book of Hebrews, nasa Rome siya. And in verse 25, grace be with you all. Amen. Common benediction of Apostle Paul. Amen. So it is, so be it, may it be fulfilled. So that's the Book of Hebrews. So in today, nakita natin, ano yung panalangin ni Paul, ano yung prayer request niya? Na nakita natin, there are things na hindi natin magagawa unless we pray. Hindi natin magagawa ang mga bagay kung maliban na manalangin tayo. In case ni Pablo, hindi siya makapunta at makabalik sa mga Jewish believers na ito unless they pray for them. And also we see here the prayer request of Apostle Paul. And we can imitate and copy that prayer in our prayer life. And lastly, the salutation of Paul. So, next week po, we're going to, tapos na po ang Book of Hebrews, but I'm planning to have a summary of the Book of Hebrews in order na so that we can suffer the word of exhortation. Mm-hmm. We will go back in Hebrews 1 quickly, just a one sermon, just to highlight what Paul is really mentioning sa Book of Hebrews. Without the Book of Hebrews, there are a lot of things that we are going to miss in our Christian life. Mm-hmm. That's how important, how God preserved and inspired the Book of Hebrews that is still applicable in our Christian life. Shall we pray? Ama namin Diyos po na makapangyarihan sa lahat, salamat po sa Book of Hebrews, salamat Panginoon dahil meron po kayong inspired and preserved Word of God na amin po access right now. At panalangin namin Panginoon na inyong ang Book of Hebrews na aming pag-aralan ay huwag po maging slip away, hindi po maging beneficial in our Christian life. Pinupuri namin kayo sa mga katotohanan na aming nakita sa libro po na ito, and I pray na patuloy kayo magturo at manguna sa amin. In Jesus' name pray, amen. Amen.